Right, first I must apologise, my original submission was much shorter than intended. The council website kept losing what I was writing, so on my third attempt, I kept it very brief, so before I lost it.
Do you have something to add?
And I have a little add. Right, as a previous community board member and councillor and resource consent commissioner, I've found that over the years there has been no, because of the way the plan has missed dealing with fire, there's been no recognition in Section 42 reports of any consideration of fire risk whatsoever. And as a councillor, I had a number of briefings on fire risk, so I'm well aware that this, in my own experience as a farmer, I'm well aware that this district has some highly potentially dangerous residential situations, both here and in the Queenstown area. I won't go into detail, but it's pretty obvious where they are. So I would like to, adding to my submission what I've brought here today, I'm aware that now that fire hazard is now is classed as a hazard, along with earthquake and flooding, which it wasn't previously, and it was at my instigation that came about. But I would think there should also be some assessment matter such as that shown, and then, an objective such as that shown, and then some assessment matters, and I've really got, that's a bit mixed up with potential rules as well, but to consider the aspect, whether it's a sunny, dry face, the rainfall in the area, and very importantly, the vegetation type, whether it's involves Kanuka, Manuka, wildling pines, or whether it's native in a wet, damp area. Access, we've got areas that exist now where I know they will not take fire engines in the event of a serious fire, because they'll either block people trying to get out, or they will get caught in there themselves. That is what I've heard in briefings. So I think that's why I've got suggested the need for alternative access in some areas. And I've also seen in hearings and in following environment court decisions, seen the case where houses are required to be hidden amongst vegetation, which has huge potential for fire. So there's a real clash, and conditions that I've requested and brought about in hearings have required some distance between houses and vegetation where there is a fire risk. I've also sought fire service expertise to help draw up conditions with that regard. And I think that should become common practice. Right.
Mr. Robinson, any questions? Mr. Robinson, you said that your objective, the merits of subdivision, presumably it's not really subdivision, it's the combination, it's the juxtaposition of housing and as you say, whatever vegetation is on the site or required to be on the site by landscape requirements. Have I got that right?
Yes, so that's not the right word. I don't know why I didn't change that. It's the merits of development. Well, in the broad sense, the word, whether it's high density or lifestyle blocks, the same issues can arise.
And for my benefit, a Kānaka and Mānuka naturally common, or is this a...
They are, in, especially in the Wanaka area and in drier zones, Kānaka loves a sunny, warm aspect. And the, what I should have mentioned earlier, fires around the country this season have brought this matter out into the public to a far greater degree. And there's a very good article in the latest Listener talking about the high flammability of plants such as Kānaka. I've witnessed fires and it explodes.
It's not quite as good as eucalypts, but...
No, probably worse.
Pretty impressive.
And that's, I asked Jamie Cowan once, you know, about a risk area here in Wanaka, because he was talking about the red zone in Queenstown. I said, how about our area in Wanaka? He said, it's probably worse.
And the other question, you're talking about axes, areas where, existing residential areas where there isn't effective fire access. Where are we talking about?
Alpine Retreat, Mount Iron, those are two examples, one on each side.
So where's Alpine Retreat?
That's off the Moke Lake.
Oh, yeah.
It's got one road in there and it's surrounded by wildwood pines and native vegetation.
Because I've been up some of those roads, I've been up Iron, I don't know, I can understand what you mean.
And I know they will not take, in certain circumstances, they will refuse to take fire engines up there if there's a major.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I think Robert's the last question I was going to ask.
Right.
About where he and I will probably go and visit those.
Right, and I'd recommend a discussion with fire service if you have any. A whole lot of it's just common sense. If you've had anything to do with fires.
We've heard from the fire service here in earlier hearings quite extensively.
And I see there was a submission from Jamie Cowan about removing, keeping safe areas around houses, and I endorse that. Yes, he may have.
That email may have confused people. That's okay. We will.
Perhaps I didn't read it thoroughly enough.
But he may have made the same mistake. But I'll adjourn for 15 minutes on the basis that he may have finished up answering.